Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and today I'm going to be talking to you about this new energy and give you a little bit of an energetic update so that you can understand how to navigate this properly. It can be very helpful when you find out that, oh, this is more of a blanketed energy that's causing me to feel XYZ or, causing others to behave a certain way around me. Versus this is my personal life. What am I going to do about this? Because this doesn't feel awesome. So that being said, there's a few things that you want to be aware of with this new energy landscape and the waves that are coming through right now. And one of them is financial instability. That's really causing some issues for a lot of people. Feeling like you're not financially stable or feeling as if you have to find more money, figure out a new job, that sort of thing, and restructure your finances. While some of those are going to be some things that you don't have to heavily worry about as far as financial instability goes, because of the energy of the new year, now is a good time to restructure finances. So that part is where you would want to take action, is taking this financial instability energy and restructuring your finances, maybe doing more low interest credit cards, maybe compiling some of your debt, maybe cutting back expenses or seeing where you can, reorganizing things on a financial landscape would be a good thing to do with this new energy, this new influx of energies. A lot of times I'm like, let this pass. But I feel like there's a very good opportunity with this new energy coming in with 2024 to kind of get into the groove of that opportunistic energy flow that's going to be moving into the middle part of the year. And so I actually like the idea of you working with your finances, restructuring them, and cutting expenses and doing all of that. Now, the thing that I don't want you doing along with this energy wave is I don't want you to start to panic. That is something that is not going to be helpful. I don't see how that's going to, be at all helpful moving forward. And that is probably unnecessary, because when we start feeling unstable or like the foundation is shaky in any part of our lives, really, the first thing that we do is we go to fear, worry, watching for the other shoe to drop. Trying to figure out, well, if I feel like things are unstable, then that must mean something's clearly coming in the future to indicate this. Well, that's not the case with this energy. It doesn't mean that something in the future is coming to support this financial instability. It just means that now is a good time to have finances on your radar and restructure it moving forward. That's a healthy thing to do with your money chi and your money energy. What's throwing people off is there is some past financial energy that's coming along with this. It's kind of coming to the surface. And when you couple past energy with feeling a little bit unstable or like you need to restructure, then those all marry into one big panic of, well, that must mean that this is going to repeat itself or history is going to repeat itself and that I need to do XYZ before things just completely fall flat or my income stops or whatever. And that's not really the case here, which I'm going to get into a little bit more in my New Year's energy report, because I think that there's a lot that we need to look at when it comes to a lot of the past energy resurfacing right now with this energy waves. And there's a good system to kind of not fall into being fearful and being scared and thinking that you're going to repeat a traumatic experience or like an uncomfortable financial experience from past. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And the next thing is relationship instability. That is causing people to really just be like, oh no, what's going to happen with this? Or feel like that they're revisiting past relationship issues that are coming up again, and they're going, well, I'm feeling like maybe there might be some shaky ground with my relationship. So now that this past thing is on my mind or creeped up somewhere and I'm thinking about it, those have to be related somehow. And so then you kind of spin down that rabbit hole and go, well, I feel like maybe I didn't revisit this well enough and I need to now revisit it again. We don't want to open old wounds. We don't want to open old relationship wounds. We don't want to open old financial wounds. We don't want to revisit this old energy at all. And that's something that you will want to be aware of when you start to feel like things are a little shaky. It doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen in the future. The way that energy waves work is they can tend to disrupt an energy flow sometimes. And when they disrupt energy flow, these waves also carry information with them that are blanketed across, you know, the globe in a sense. And there is a lot of financial instability issues happening right now. There's also a lot of relationship issues with fighting and wars and things of that nature. And so there's a lot going on globally that would add to this feeling a little bit unstable. So it may not be, or it's most likely not, your personal financial situation or your personal relationships. It's more likely that you're picking up on and feeling more of a global situation or a global fear, a global worry, as they're talking about the economy and all kinds of things like that. So we want to be able to separate what's happening with this energetic wave globally to our personal lives. Because once you start being fearful in your personal life, that's when you can cause yourself a lot of anxiety, worry, fear. And we don't want to be manifesting or moving into the new year with anxieties and fears surrounding some of the two most important things that we have going on in our life, which is money and love. That's something that we don't want to surround with fear and worry. So we want to be able to compartmentalize that and go, no, this isn't really attached to my personal situation. So although I can kind of feel it there, I can also see how that's detached from me and there's a thing going on all around me. So it makes sense. I just don't want to swim in that energy with the rest of the world. And that's where you can be very effective when you're navigating an energetic landscape, is not to swim in the energy of the rest of the world and sort of separate from that, because that's not going to do you any good. So we have those two things. We have relationship issues coming up and financial instability feelings coming up, and we do not want to do anything with that. Just table that, except for possibly restructuring your finances, which I think that that would be very good with the new year energy. The next thing that I want to talk about is there is a shift coming, and that's something that you probably can feel. So when you take a situation where you have this energy of instability, and then you can feel a shift coming, yet you don't quite see, you don't have like quite clarity, you don't understand what that shift really involves, then a lot of times it would be very easy to assume, well, that shift must be bad because I'm feeling this way and I can feel this intense energy coming. I can feel this shift coming. So clearly that would indicate a negative shift because that's how I feel, when that's not the case at all. And so how we want to move forward in this energy is with a very systematic approach, because this will allow you to detach from swimming in the global pool of fear and worry, and it will allow you to make progress and positive steps moving forward. in a way that is productive and allows you to connect in with opportunistic energy, which is what's actually brewing right under the surface. There's a lot of opportunity in 2024 that you will be privy to, and it's just brewing, just waiting to surface. So if you start putting some systems in place and start kind of laying out your energy for the new year in the way that you want that to look, which again, I'm going to refer you to my my New Year's podcast, you'll want to check that out, then you're going to be ahead of the game. You're going to be really moving the right direction. You're going to be setting things in place in a way that is going to be very helpful for you as soon as that opportunistic energy starts to surface. So I really like that. The other thing that you might notice is happening is you might feel like your purpose is urgent. You might feel as if that you need to figure out what that is soon. You need to implement it because the shift is coming and you need to start making progress forward before the financial stuff falls. Do you see how that all kind of links together? And that isn't how the scenario is going to go, but that's very cleverly how the brain and the universal energy kind of work together. And that's why it's good to have these energy updates. So this purpose feeling, I want you to understand, is really a more purposeful feeling for maybe this year or setting the tone for the next few years, or even just, you know, for today. We have several purposes through life. And when people start feeling like this anxiety about discovering their purpose, they panic and go, how am I ever going to figure this out? I'm this age. I only have this many years to figure something out. And then they don't know what it is. And they start to just self-implode because they can't figure out what their purpose is. Well, that's not what you need to do, because you have several purposes in life. And you may have many purposes at one time. You may have to do this purpose. You may find that being a family person is one of them. Being a parent is one of them. Maybe being a teacher is another one. But then maybe years later, your purpose has morphed into something else. You're no longer a teacher. Maybe you've developed into an entrepreneur, or you have decided you needed to travel. There's many purposes that you will have through life. And so I want you to not panic that you need to know what your life's purpose is this year, or even right now or next week. What would be good to do is go, what am I feeling drawn to this year? You want to shrink it down more, have more mini goals. What do I feel drawn to? What do I feel guided towards? What seems to be working out for me? What is the direction I feel like happy about? Where is that all falling in your life? And then you want to work within that purpose of the now. That's going to be very important, is purpose of the now. And that's where that systematic approach can really be helpful as you're working through that and you're feeling the energy that's coming up. Because February has a very busy energy that will be, you know, upon us soon, because everything is moving very quickly. And so if you're sensitive, you're going to be feeling all these things. You're going to be feeling some of the instability. You're going to be feeling the shift. You're going to be feeling this need to get in touch with your purpose. And then you're going to be feeling opportunity in a busy situation coming. And that is really a lot to navigate. It's hard to navigate through all of that energy. So like I said, let's take it down a notch and take little steps or little mini goals and do things more slow, more systematic, more easily approachable, you know, little bits at a time. Just work through them and you will have a better outcome by doing that, and things will not feel so overwhelming to you. So Hopefully you found this helpful. If you did, please give me a thumbs up or comment below and check out my 2024 New Year's energy report, because I think that you're going to find some things helpful over there. All right. Have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.